Walker's budget proposal already calls for expanding the parental choice program to schools throughout Milwaukee County, but he unveiled a larger expansion while speaking in Washington, D.C. yesterday to the American Federation for Children, a voucher advocacy group.
I think one of the things between now and the time we finish this budget off at the end of June, we're going to be able to add and go beyond the boundaries of the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. We're actually going to be able to add communities like Racine and Beloit and even Green Bay, where we're the home of the world champion, the Vince Lombardi Trophy, and add communities there as well, because every one of those communities deserve a choice as well.
As that larger proposal by the governor began to emerge, the state assembly was preparing to debate a bill tonight that would expand taxpayer-financed voucher schools only in Milwaukee County and lift their enrollment cap. Democrats blasted the proposal ahead of the vote. Representative Kelda Helen Royes of Madison questioned how Republican lawmakers could support it while public schools were being cut.
They're not standing up against the cuts to public education. They're not standing up for their own communities. Rather, they are going whole scale along with this right-wing agenda to privatize our educational system at the expense of the children in their districts that they represent.
Yet another proposal in the governor's budget would lift any income restrictions on the voucher program, a departure from the way it's operated since it was started. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.